By that November, the Chicks remained undefeated and went up against the undefeated Walnut Ridge High School Bobcats for the regional championship at the Bobcats' home stadium. Every car and storefront around town displayed signs aimed at the demise of the Chicks. Crush Chicks. Beat Blytheville. Execution of Chicks starts at 2 p.m. And in Blytheville, railway and town planners alike had capitalized on the excitement, procuring a special train to bring what was projected to be a minimum of 350 Blytheville fans in for the game. They festooned the train in the team colors of maroon and white, commissioned local bands to provide music on board, and offered a special discounted $1 fare. A few days before the big game, the editor of Blytheville's Courier News received a letter from the publisher of Walnut Ridge's newspaper. "We are glad to know you are bringing a special train," he wrote, "but bring plenty of substitutes, as those bone crushers of ours are a hell of an opposition. We are closing up the town for the game, leaving nothing running but the water and the electricity. The hospital and staff will be ready to give emergency service on the field. You can do anything you like over here, except beat our Bobcats," he warned. "You can parade, root, buy hot dogs, and those that wish may get drunk. The four officers being detailed for duty only on the sidelines to keep spectators off the field." Despite the threats and bravado, the Blytheville Chicks prevailed on game day, the only incident requiring medical attention reportedly being that of a Chick fan being hit over the head with a wrench by a disgruntled Bobcat fan. The first undefeated team in the school's history attributed its success to Coach Carney Lasley. His ability to keep his players in top physical condition while nursing his meager squad along with as few injuries as possible was seen to be a crucial factor.